621, 1320 WILS. So big news this week for General Motors. They voted against this idea by activist investor David Einhorn to split their stock in two. That news and also some very disturbing forecasts on what's ahead for the auto sales numbers. Michelle Krebs is with us here to break it all down, senior analyst at autotrader.com. Michelle, great to have you on WILS.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, what... Well, first of all, in terms of the vote on GM, it was a 91% vote against splitting the stock. Was that the right direction for them to go?
I think so. This David Einhorn of Greenlight had proposed that there could be more a better stock price if GM split its stock with the auto side and the technology side. This comes about because Tesla's stock has soared and companies like GM and Ford have had seen stagnant stock prices.
Is Mary Baer under pressure, do you think, to get that stock price moving?
Well, they're all under pressure to get the stock price improving, but you know, it's the Wall Street doesn't view Tesla the same way that it views GM and Ford, for instance, but yeah. You know, I think the shareholder vote, it was a huge margin. The shareholders also approved the board that the company had proposed. And so I think it's a vote of confidence in the management of the company and how the direction of the company.
We saw Ford CEO let go, right, because their stock was stagnant. Do you think, what are the feelings about Mary Baer right now at GM, would you say?
What is
the feeling about her? I mean, are there any?
I think there's very positive feelings about her, and you know, I think Ford did be a little different situation. You know, the Ford family name's on the building, and they had some. I don't think Ford is necessarily doing things wrong, but I don't think it's communicating what it's doing right very well. And I think you know, Mark Fields paid the price for that.
Yeah, well, out of the entire meeting, I mean, was there any sentiment in general from stockholders or shareholders in terms of how they thought things were going? Any concerns they expressed this week?
Well, I think that the big concern is we have reached a plateau of the sales cycle, and inventories, particularly among GM dealers, they're building up, and so there's a concern about how that's going to play out.
Yeah, does GM have any kind of plan for that, you think?
Yes, they have some... they have some downtime in the schedule. They aren't announcing publicly what all that is, but you know, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see some extended vacations. The other thing is GM's in the process of converting to some new products. So they've got four new sport utilities coming this year. So that shifts around some of the production time.
Okay. Well, what's going to be the hottest new product of the bunch, you think?
Oh, it's hard to say. You know, the Chevy Equinox is on the market now. That should do well. It's in the hot segment, the compact sport utility segment. But they're also coming out with the Chevy Traverse, which is a bigger one that has three rows of seats, and those seem to be quite popular. So, you know, I think they'll do fairly well.
Yeah, the Traverse made right here in Lansing, too, right?
Right. I think that should do well. I think that comes out in the fall. What we're seeing is millennials have moved into that small sport utility part of the market. Now they're having children, so they're moving into the midsize one. So those two segments are the hot ones in the market.
Talking to Michelle Krebs right here on 1320 WILS, senior analyst at Auto Trader. The other piece of news is what Morgan Stanley just came out with. They are now predicting what they call an unprecedented buyer's strike. And they're saying we're about to see a major, an implosion, especially in used car sales. What do you think of their prediction?
Well, we don't buy their what they're saying. What we do know is new car sales have plateaued. They plateaued at a very high level. But the market is also being flooded with a lot of off-lease vehicles. So vehicles that were leased 3 years ago are coming because we've had record levels of leasing. Those are coming back and on the used car market. And that is going to continue to increase through 2020. So there's a lot of concern about how do we handle all those? Will people go to those instead of new cars? And we just don't know. And there have been a lot of predictions that used car prices would collapse. That is not what we have seen. The company I work for owns Manheim Auto Auctions. We have 82 auctions across the country, and we monitor used vehicle prices. And actually, this last the wholesale prices actually went up this last month. So we think the consumer is holding up just fine in the economy, and you know, while we won't see record sales, they'll still be pretty good.
Their analysis is, quote, "We see scope for an unprecedented level of pressure on the used car market that could significantly exceed what was experienced in the 2008 market crash when used car values fell from 15 to about 15% in just 9 months. Where do you think they're getting this analysis from, then?
I don't know. This is also the same auto analyst that was big on Tesla and now is not big on Tesla. So I don't know. I can't explain it.
One last thing about their analysis is they point out that a huge portion of new cars are actually involved. 9 out of 10 new vehicle purchases in the U.S. involve trade-ins and off-lease vehicles. Is that a concern that that so many new vehicles rely on trade-ins?
That's always the case. You know, generally you do trade in another vehicle. There is a concern, and we have been concerned for quite some time that, you know, used car prices would soften, and we would fully expect that they would, especially as, they, you know, more of them come on the market and the off-lease vehicles come on in the market. Yeah. But we are not seeing them collapse by any stretch.
Michelle, you mentioned Tesla, and one thing Tesla's been trying to do is get into Michigan's market, right? And they've demanded documents. They say that state lawmakers basically had blocked them from coming into Michigan to sell vehicles here. What do you make of their effort, first of all, to try to get into the state?
Well, Tesla has tried to get into Michigan and a lot of other states. It's been a little bit it's been successful in California. The state, generally speaking, including Michigan, state franchise laws prohibit an automaker from selling vehicles directly to consumers going around the dealer. In Michigan, that law has been on the books, and it was tightened up even further a few years ago. Last year, it's been in recent past. Tesla is asking for any documents related to that, and they, you know, they're challenging in a lot of states.
Part of what they're asserting is that the Michigan Automobile Dealers Association had connections to some key lawmakers that pushed through the law to directly dealt with Tesla. Do you think that's unfair to the company somehow?
Well, of course, dealers are a huge political force in every state. I think we found that out through the bankruptcies. So, of course, they're exerting their influence. But it isn't just about Tesla. I mean, I think manufacturers and car dealers are concerned that opening up manufacturer to consumer selling could be opened up not just to Tesla, but Chinese automakers, companies that aren't even necessarily in the car business per se at the moment. I think it's more their concern about opening up a whole can of worms.
This is Michelle Krebs, senior analyst for Auto Trader, autotrader.com. Michelle, it was great to get your insight tonight. Very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
630, 1320, WILS. When we come back, Professor Alan Sachs will be here. We'll break down some more of what Comey said today and what's ahead for President Trump. Also, a group that Mayor Virge Bonaro calls an anti-Muslim extremist hate group will be here. One of the representatives will be here to talk about it next.